Welcome to Your Wetlands. I'm Jerry Kay. For this edition, we offer a summer solstice update in three programs. First, we'll give you some great tips on places where you can see an incredible diversity of birds around the bay. Next, we'll look at what's going on in your wetlands. And finally, we'll learn about the very first regional State of the Birds report. Today, we're joined by Beth Hunting. Beth is the coordinator of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. The amount of wetland restoration work going on in the Bay Area is astounding. Equally impressive are the variety of places where we can see birds. Beth, what are some of the natural seasonal highlights this time of year, and where can we go to see birds?
The San Francisco Bay Area is a very birdy place. During the summer months, it's not the most birdy time of year, but there's still birds that can be seen in different corners of the bay. For instance, during the summer months late in August and into September, the birds are moving out of the Arctic where they've been nesting all summer long and heading to their foraging grounds in Central and South America. But because San Francisco Bay provides so much food, it's a veritable buffet for shorebirds. So during the latter couple of weeks of August, start watching for shorebirds in the North and the South Bay. In the meantime, there are a lot of shorebirds, such as avocets and stilts, that nest here and stay all year round. So look out into the ponds in the North and the South Bay and along the shoreline in San Francisco Bay, around the Emeryville Crescent, and you're sure to see some birds at any time of the year. Three species of the big wading birds that you might want to look for at this time of year would be the great blue heron, the great egret, and the snowy egret. These are colonial nesting birds, and they tend to stay around. They've got their big nesting sites on Marin Islands, out at Audubon Canyon Ranch, and in different areas of trees all around the bay. A lot of them are out by Lake Merritt as well, and there you've also got black-crowned night herons. So these are big birds. They're great birds to start bird watching with because they move very slowly as they're stirring up food or forage with their feet. They'll watch and watch and watch and then eventually spear a fish. So they're really good birds to watch at almost any time. One of the ways that you can identify these birds is that the great blue heron is kind of gray. And although there are other kinds of herons that can be seen, these are the easy big gray herons to see. The more difficult ones to distinguish are the snowy egrets and the great egrets. Obviously, the great egret, being great, would be bigger. But when you don't have the two together, it's kind of hard to tell. So watch for the feet and look at the legs. On the great egret, it'll have a yellow bill, and on the snowy egret, it'll have a black bill and black legs with golden slippers. So it looks like it's walking around with golden feet. So that's the way to tell those two egrets besides size. You won't see the big breeding plumes. They're big feathers that come off on their heads and their wings that flow in the breeze at this time of year. Those are springtime when they're getting ready to breed, but they're still around here foraging and feeding, so these are good birds to watch for at almost any time of the year.
What about places? Are there locations that you would advise people to go to observe birds?
There are lots of places to observe birds, and as some of these wetland restoration projects are getting completed, public access is part of the planning process. And so in the South Bay, as we're restoring the ponds in the South Bay Salt Pond restoration projects, there will be trails opened up at Eden Landing eventually, and there will be kayak launches. There are already trails around the San Francisco Bay Don Edwards National Wildlife Refuge and at Alviso at the refuge there for the Environmental Education Center. Moving up around the bay, there's the Palo Alto Baylands, and this is a great place to see clapper rails, particularly at high tide when they come out of the marsh. These are the endangered chicken-like birds that are only found in San Francisco Bay. It's a lucky sighting to get to see one, but Palo Alto Baylands is a great place to see it. As you move further north into San Francisco, there are great places to watch birds where a lot of you live, and Heron's Head Park, out by Hunters Point and Pier 94 are great places to watch birds. And there's a new eco center out at Heron's Head Park that tells you about the birds that are out there. They've got naturalist-led walks. And then at Crissy Field, with the Park Service, there at the mouth of the Golden Gate, there's been a wetland restoration site, and there are a lot of birds there right along the path, and there are trails. Obviously, Marin County is one of the birdie areas because it has some of the highest bird counts anywhere in the country. Point Reyes is a fabulous place. Rodeo and Bolinas Lagoons are fabulous for watching birds. And then there are the state wildlife managed areas such as Corte Madera Marsh, which has a trail around it. And then up into San Pablo Bay, which there's been huge restoration that's taken place all the way from Hamilton around the north end of the bay to Vallejo. Highway 37 is a little bit dangerous. You might not want to pull off just to watch birds along the highway, but there are several turnouts. And we also encourage you to listen to our audio tour that can be downloaded from the joint venture Your Wetlands website. It'll not only tell you about the wetlands restoration, but about the birds that you can see out there.
I want to ask you, what's unique about going to a wetland area and observing? What is it that's unique to you?
What's unique about it is the seasonality. In the winter months, this area is loaded with birds. We have a lot of waterfowl. It's one of the major destinations in the Pacific Flyway for waterfowl. It's also one of the largest foraging areas, fast food stop for the shorebirds. So you get more shorebirds and waterfowl concentrated here than almost anywhere along the Pacific Flyway. At other times of year, such as in the summertime, it's more subtle. So you need to walk and stop and listen and watch. But the birds are there, and there are a lot of changes taking place along with the tides and vegetation that's growing, the plants that are coming in after these wetland restoration projects are taking place.
And Beth, we'll make sure to have links to the various sites you've talked about, how to download our audio tours. But is there something else you want to mention before we go?
Yes, there are a number of events that are coming up. The State of the Estuary Conference is put together by the San Francisco Estuary Partnership and some of our joint venture partners. It's coming up on September 20th to 22nd at the Oakland Marriott. This is an opportunity to learn not only all about the wetlands, and there will be plenty of wetland sessions, there'll be a session on sensitive species, but also about other events that are happening in and around the bay, as well as the Delta. So we encourage people to register through the San Francisco Estuary Partnership website for the State of the Estuary Conference. Besides birds, this is also home to a number of other sensitive species, endangered species that are threatened or listed. And you may have heard recently in the news about the turtle that made its way from Lagunitas or Phoenix Lake all the way over to Point Reyes. And there's a pond turtle conference. If you want to know more about the native western pond turtles, go to Elkhorn Slough on the 25th of August and learn more about turtles. And another place that we'd like to encourage our partners to always look for events is on the joint venture website. We have a lot of links to our partners. Our NGO partners and organizations such as Audubon and Save the Bay run a lot of events to get you out where you can birdwatch, where you can participate in community-based restoration projects. All of those links are on the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture website. So we encourage people to get out and observe nature.
We'll do it. Beth Hunting, thank you very much.
Thank you.
In our next Summer Solstice program, we'll be joined by Mark Holmes. Mark is the director of the Bay Institute's Restoration Program, and we'll learn about some of the many restoration projects going on around the bay in your wetlands. Remember to check out two websites, yourwetlands.org and sfbayjv.org. Thank you for listening. I'm Jerry Kaye.